السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and offer with afiyat and good health. Allah ta'ala accept your khidmat for deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارک اللہ فیکم مولانا سلیم کریم. آمین آمین to all the wonderful دعاز and supplications. جزاک اللہ خیرن to our technician جنید خان، جنید متا، جنات متا. نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Safar, 1447 here in South Africa. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, today we focus on chapter 52, Surah At-Tur, Mount Sinai, and verses number 38, 39, and 40. Almighty Allah is posing three questions to them in today's lesson. أَمْ لَهُمْ سُلَّمُوا يَسْتَمِعُونَ فِي. Or what do they, the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the non-Muslims, do they have? Sullam. Sullam means a ladder. The ladder you climb and you go to your roof. The ladder you climb and you go to the top of the ceiling. أَمْ لَهُمْ سُلَّمُوا يَسْتَمِعُونَ فِيهِ. Or what do these non-Muslims and mushrikeen have a ladder? يَسْتَمِعُونَ فِيهِ. To take them right to the heavens and skies. And then they can listen attentively to the commandments Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is giving, and giving to these in angels and malaika and so forth. They can do that? So obviously they can't do that. And if they say they are doing it, فَلْيَعْتِ مُسْتَمِعُهُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Hence tell them to bring those who are listening attentively from them, بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ, with manifest and clear-cut evidence. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is showing the non-Muslim, you are just grasping straws, you know. You are just people who are wasting your time with all your semi-gods and demigods and your idols. They can't help themselves. How are they going to help you? Let the birds come urinate and defecate on them, and you in this 21st century still have that hopes and aspirations that one day they will help you. When these people were asked that how can you be worshipping these idols and so forth, they said, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. They said, no, we are not worshipping them, but they will intercede for us, take us nearer to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So imagine today the same thing is happening. Islam is the only savior of humanity and posterity, and we believe in Tawheed, in the oneness and uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And that is what motivates a true Muslim, that any enemy of his, whether it is Satan or Lucifer, or whether it is America or Israel, or whether it is anybody else, so they are prepared to take them on, because they place their trust solely, only on Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And that is quwwat imani. It is their faith and conviction that motivates them. Amlahul banatu walakumul banun. The Arabs at that time, they hated it and detested and despised it when their wives gave birth to daughters. But when sons came, they were elated and delighted. So Almighty Allah says, Amlahul banat. So what have you done? What you have designated for him? Almighty Allah, daughters, you said the angels al-malaikatu banatullah, you said al-malaikatu banatullah, that the angels are the daughters of Almighty Allah, Allah forbid, al-iyazu billah, walakumul banoon, and for you, remember, it is sons. So for you, you selected and chose sons. And for him, Almighty Allah, you chose daughters. Tilka idhan qismatun dhiza, sa'a ma tahkumun. What a terrible judgment you have passed. Who is Almighty Allah, Jalla wala? Chapter 112, and the third last chapter of the Noble Quran. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Allah Jalla Wala is not the father of anyone. He is not the child of anyone. He does not have any siblings or associates and partners. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. There is none equal or on par with Almighty Allah. If anybody says, anybody in the creation is on par and equal with Allah, that person is right out of the fold of Islam. So we should be very clear on these issues. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is reprimanding them. The things you don't like for yourself, now that you designate to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Where is your common sense? We know that common sense is no more common nowadays. Am tas'aluhum ajra? Or are you, they asking you? Are you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, asking them? Ajra, for any salary, any wages, any recompense. For whom min maghramin muthqalun, then the debts are piling up on them. When people are in dire straits, and now they will keep on swiping their cards like the capitalistic system of today, and then the interest gets compounded all the time. So then they don't know what to do. Then many of them commit suicide, Allah forbid, and so forth. So yeah, Allah Jalla Wala is posing a rhetorical question. Am tas'aluhum ajra? What, have you asked them for any wages? Nay, hasha wa kalla, never ever. And if you ask them hypothetically, for whom min maghramin muthqalun, then the debts, maghram, muthqalun, are getting heavier and heavier, piling up upon them. You will see in the Noble Quran, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions about the various prophets and messengers. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. We don't ask you, I don't ask you for any wages. In أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ. My reward is there by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And regarding Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there's a unique feature and dimension mentioned. You, Ya Rasulullah, Khatamun Nabiyeen, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell them, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, Ya Rasulullah, Khatamun Nabiyeen, I don't ask you for any recompense, wages and salary, but one thing you must do if you have true faith and iman. إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. You must have true love for my kith and kin, for my Muslim family. That is compulsory. Chapter number 42, and that is Surah Ash-Shura, and verse number 23. Chapter 42, verse 23. So you must love first and foremost Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Thereafter, you must love Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Thereafter, you must love Ahlul Bayt, the household and the family of the Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then, the love for the Sahaba, the beloved companions of Almighty Allah, of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the beloved students and companions of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then remember the awliyaullah, the special friends of Almighty Allah. That is the sequence we must go. So therefore we must remember that people who are the family of Nabi Alayhi Salaam, but they did not believe in him, like for example Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, Abu Talib, all of them, we don't have to have any love for them. We must be clear on that issue there. And if you are like the Kufar Shias, and you hate the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and curse them like how they curse Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Allah forbid, or Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha, then remember such people are out of the fold of Islam. And Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu qal, Sayyida Ali radiallahu ta'ala reports, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, the Master alayhi salatu salam taught us, addibu awladakum ala thalasi khilal khisal, teach your children, your students, three wonderful qualities, hubbi nabiyyikum, to love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam, wa hubbi ahli baytihi, and they must love the family of the Master alayhi salatu salam, the honorable wife, the children, the grandchildren, and wa tilawatil Quran, and to love reciting the noble Quran. Rawahu Tabarani, Imam Tabarani has mentioned this. Are you doing that, parent? The parent himself got no sense today in most cases. So where are they going to filter it down to their children and so forth? They only wake up when the son is involved in drugs, Allah forbid. They only wake up when the daughter ran away from home and then she's pregnant or something, Allah forbid. Allah protect us all, protect our Iman, our Islam, our Izzat, our Iffah. Today you see crazy, crazy things going on. How we are running our institutions, where is the money and all that going? Allah alone knows. Wallahu al-musta'an wa ilallahi al-mushtaka wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala envelope us in His special, special mercy. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 24th of Safar 1447, here in South Africa, and in 90-95% of the countries of the world, today, Tuesday, is already the 25th of Safar 1447. In Gaza al-Mubarakah in Palestine, it is day number 683 of Israel's war against our Mujahideen. So these are the news, views, interviews presented to you locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, 4 jutlas dispatched to hell. You don't know the meaning of jutlas, it means in this text and context, it refers to the Jews and the Zionists. Any Jew dies anywhere in the world, we have no empathy, no sympathy for them. More so if they are supporting the rogue apartheid terrorist regime or any other supporter from the Christian faith or any faith that are supporting this apartheid, illegitimate terrorist Nazi regime. So more protests are scheduled for this coming Sunday in Tel Aviv. Last week Sunday, 500,000 people protested against Netanyahu, Smotrich and all of them, and Ben-Gvir and the Haramis. The Israeli illegitimate government said these are supporters of Hamas. Welcome, you're supporting Hamas? Very good. Remember that, you must tell him very good. Inshallah, we hope this week Sunday, you Jutlas and Jews and Zionists, you must come with 1,000,000 people and show Trump the harami, the pedophile and rapist, show the war criminal Netanyahu Bibi that what a harami he is, and they must be kicked out of power, and then next step they must end up in jail. Democracy is the new colonization. You see that? They tell you, you must have democracy. But where is the democracy in Saudi Arabia? Where is the democracy there in the Emirates? They hate them, but they love their money and oil. Remember that. And all these other tinpot dictators, Egypt, Jordan, Bahrain, Morocco. So all this, they make you fools and idiots, you must remember. Where is the democracy in the United Nations? 5 times now in the past 6 months, 1 year, you find United Nations, 14 countries voted for ceasefire. America uses the veto. So where is the democracy then? So remember, what about my brothers there in Gitmo, in Guantanamo Bay? Where is the human rights and democracy? Where is the democracy for my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui? So these are all the uncomfortable questions we have to ask the other, the American regime. run by a pedophile and rapist. Amnesty International slams Israel for deliberately starving the Palestinians. Every organization in the world who is worth its salt has condemned and criticized Israel. Trump meets Zelensky and the European leaders. Trump is damn scared of Putin. Putin sends shivers round his spine, down his spine, remember that. So he told the European leaders, fine, that you must give the guarantees and so forth. America will not give the guarantees. We don't want conflict with him, Putin, directly. Yes, we will do some saber rattling and so forth and so on. Putin said, we're taking Donbass. Then we can speak about who will be the boss, who will be the boss. Then if any NATO army comes there to Ukraine, then the deal is off. So Trump wants some credit, so he's pushing them in that direction. Then Zelensky better give up now Donbass, and Putin will remain the boss, the boss. If you don't understand the word boss, it's Afrikaans. And thereafter, you NATO, you must just give guarantees. So everything will work according to Putin. That's why we like Putin. You need some haramis to sort them out. So charges dropped. Now listen to this story here. Let me give you this person's name first. His name is Sean King. You see that? S-H-A-U-N-K-I-N-G. So remember that Sean King. So he tweeted against this Israeli agent who works directly against Netanyahu, the war criminal. His name, the harami's name, is Tom Alexandrovich or something like that. You just put there Netanyahu, Tom, man, you understand, child charges. In a sting operation in Las Vegas, he was caught guilty. You see that? And then the American press say that why was the charges against Tom dropped? You must remember that. Because he's a Jew? Because he belongs to the Zionist government? Because he works under BB? So that is your justice system. If it was an Arab or a Muslim, the world media should be carrying that. So now he, King, Sean King, says Elon Musk removed every tweet of his from X, from Twitter, and that. So much for you, Elon Musk. Hang your head in shame. You're another harami. You're another, you stand. That's why you came make money in South Africa, you and your father, mother, whoever. And then you buzzed off to America. And then Trump also kicked you on your backside. So to show you that you're a non-entity and so forth. So remember, this Twitter also is 100% post-pro-Zionist. Yeah, again, they proved it and so forth. So, but we will keep on sending things against them to name them, shame them, and nail them. According to UNICEF, 50,000 children have been killed in Palestine. Remember that. That's UNICEF. That's what they are saying. So you can look it up and see that. BBC are eyewitnesses to the settlers of Israel attacking the Palestinian farmers there in the West Bank. So the whole world is seeing that, but they're just spectators. And these Arab tenpot dictators, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan, Egypt, whole lot murtads, khabis, and ghaddar, and traitors, and apostates, remember? They're bootlicking America and Israel. They should be taking up arms against them. Epstein, the worst kind of virus. So now Trump wants to close it. It can't close, Trump. We have to name you, shame you, how you took the virginity of a 13-year-old girl and you told her that she reminds you of your own daughter, and you told her how fortunate she is that some 14-year-old guy didn't deflower her, but you deflowered her, you rapist and pedophile, and you are a person that was a laughing stock in the world today, remember that, an egoist, a narcissist, and a war criminal, all that will fit you properly. So Hamas agrees to the latest Gaza, you understand, proposal for the ceasefire, and now, without conditions, now the ball is in court of the Israelis. Israelis, again, Hamas outplayed them. You see that? They don't know what to do. 10,000 Mujahideen dicing with death and defeating America, Israel, defeating Europe and India, defeating Britain and all these haramis put together. Alhamdulillah. China and India say we must work together. We must not become rivals. So the foreign minister of China is there in India. Tomorrow, Wednesday, he'll be meeting Modi. U.S. revoked 6,000 students' visas. You see, we don't want you here. You are migrants and so forth. From where did Trump come? From where did his wife come? All haramis, all these people. You Muslim Ummah, wake up from your slumber. Canada, the public has woken up. Canada is boycotting all American products. You go to their supermarkets, you go to the shops, you see that when they see American things, they just turn it upside down. So everybody must know, don't buy this American product. And they're bringing America to its knees. America will go to a civil war once they see that the tariffs are boomeranging on them. And then now the stuff from Mexico and the stuff from Peru and various other countries are entering into Canada. I sent it out yesterday. Very good. That's a good strategy. That's what we're telling the whole Ummah. 1 billion Ummah, that boycott all American things as far as possible. Boycott Israeli things. We can bring them down to their knees and teach them a big lesson as we're doing with McDonald's and KFC. Even if it's Muslim owned and even if it got that halal stamp and logo, which is not worth the paper on which is written, boycott them. And Starbucks is already closing about 90 branches or something like that in 2026. Hit them where it hurts the most, the money. Deadly floods in Pakistan. So far they say 350 people plus minus dead. So majority of them will be Muslim and they passed away like this. So Allah Ta'ala make easy. That's there in the Swabi area, Pukhtun area and so forth, if you know Pakistan. UK won Sally Rooney. She's the one who won the award and she is the Irish writer. So she is promoting the Palestinian action and funding them also. So UK says, no, you can't do that. They terrorists. She must tell them the biggest terrorists are you and America, who murdered 500,000 children there in Iraq, you haramis. The Chechen winner, you know, Hazmat from Chechnya, he gave that Du Plessis in the ring a good threshing and a good hiding. Du Plessis saw stars daytime. So the Chechenian winner, he said, me, wallahi, I support Palestine. Bring a rifle for me and I will go to Palestine to fight. He said that in the world media. Just imagine the faces of Americans and Israelis and Gaitan McKenzie, our so-called minister of sport and of culture, that he said that Du Plessis is going to give our Muslim brother from Chechnya, Russia, a good threshing. But what a threshing he got, an egg on his face. So that is Islam. McKenzie is going to face the South African Human Rights Commission and he's in big trouble. South African Human Rights Commission say he has violated the constitution and they might just take him to the Equality Court. Actually, they should be firing him. But Cyril got no spine and no face also. The Zahid group from Saudi Arabia, very powerful group, million, billion, trillion dollars maybe they have, are going to buy out the Balo world here in South Africa. So that will be the Saudis making a great investment here in South Africa. Obviously, there will be other things involved, which me and you might know or might not know. SARS, the South African tax guys, they are getting tougher. They say that 513 billion rand is still unpaid in taxes and they want the people to pay. We all are paying taxes, but the haramis are wasting it there in parliament and the politicians. You look at the police. Yesterday somebody sent me an image and so the Pakistani shops, they feeding the police jalebi and mitai and sweetmeats and all of them are laughing. Their photos are so clear. So these are people who are being bribed But what happens? From top to bottom, the police are corrupted, the politicians are corrupted. So what do you really expect? Every forum says that you, the government, you are implementing new number plates for Gauteng. What are the cost implications? Why are we doing that? Another money-making spinner and so forth. You must remember that. And then Rise Mzansi. You see that? They say remove NG. NG is not fit to be a defense minister. I wonder even if she knows what's a gun and a revolver and a magazine and all these basic things. Hopeless, useless, remember that. So that is the ANC ministers and majority of our ministers. 90% of them supposed to be fired and good for nothing if you ask me. Today is the 24th of Safar 1447. On this day, it brings back a lot of nostalgia for me and our family. Our beloved mother passed away on the 24th of Safar 1997. Make dua for our parents, for our mother. We can never ever forget the love, the inspiration, the motivation. Rabbi ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents, forgive the believers. The day of the reckoning is established. Insha'Allah, we must make dua that always for our beloved parents, if and when they pass away with Iman and Islam, and Allah will elevate us as well, and make special dua for Palestine and Sudan, Kashmir and Syria and Libya, and all the Muslim countries and the entire human race. Today our programs, inshallah, between 8:30 to 9 will be the interview Mona Zahid Khan and Mufti Hassan Ali. He's American but based in Pakistan. And then 11 to 12, the bliss of marriage. And inshallah, after that, the tafsir of the noble Quran, the commentary between 1 and 2. So make dua for us and the marhumin. Ameen. Mohammed Salim, we have 10 minutes, 12 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, can a woman wear earrings or jewelry while in the state of ihram?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When people go for the minor pilgrimage, it's called Umrah. So now it's Umrah season. So what will happen is this, that they go into the state of consecration. We, the men, cannot wear normal clothing, the shirt, trouser, the kurta, izar, underwear, and so forth for the men. The women, obviously, will be in their normal clothes. So whilst they are in the state of ihram, the lady, can she use earrings, jewelry, watch, hearing aids, sunglasses, all that permissible? There's no problem with that. So yes, it is permissible, but that does not mean that you must expose your earrings and your ears to all and sundry. That's haram, you must remember that. So you cover it up properly and so forth. So yes, it is permissible. And you, the husband, don't get horny when you see your wife in ihram and you tell her, Poppy, how smart you look, and you start there smooching her hands and other things. So all that is haram. فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ. So you are not allowed to do husband-wife relationship whilst you're in the state of consecration and ihram. وَلَا فُسُوقَ, no smoking and all that, vaping, all haram. And وَلَا جِدَالَ, no arguing, fighting in the state of consecration and ihram. Allah has mentioned this very clearly, explicitly in the noble Quran.
Mufti Sahab, I would like to know if a married couple wants to live on their own, is it right for the parents to curse the children?
Remember, in Islam, it is their right, leave democracy, that's all satanic system. It's the Islamic right to say, we want to live alone, so you, the parents, do not interfere in our matrimonial affairs and so forth. For you, the parents, if you curse your daughter-in-law, your son, for moving out, that curse will not fall on them. It will go back to you, and Allah Ta'ala will deprive you of the special mercy in this day and this age. I am the one who champions these rights. Not from now, for past 10, 20 years we're doing this. I say, jade gal ache. You know what is gal ache? So when a proposal comes from my daughter, my niece, my sister, well, I just give examples, obviously. So from day one, make it clear that we're going to live separate, and that is for the best interest. Because these women, once they start fighting mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, then for them to make sulha and reconcile is 99% will not work out. They will keep that malice, hatred, and rancor in the inner recesses of the heart. Keep them apart, there will be more respect, and there will be more love, and so forth. So yes, it is your Islamic right, and you can demand as a wife that you want a separate house, whether it is a flat, whether it's a house building, whether it's a house, whether it's rental. I'm paying rental for 46 years. Till now I pay rental. Puti Gani, Allah Ta'ala reward him, reward his parents, reward his family, reward his papa and ma and everybody, grandparents. So mashallah, we are open makan, niche dukan, fa biayya alai rabbikuwa tukadziban. So on top is the house, here at the bottom is the radio station. And we thank Allah Jalla Wala for all these ever-recurring bounties. So you are 100% entitled to a separate dwelling. And you don't have to stay with your in-laws who will make you outlaws.
Mufti Sahab, please, can you have a program on children's disrespect for mothers, blaming them for everything going wrong in her marriage, calling her names like liars? Okay, can we host a program on this topic?
Yes, 100%. Maulana Salim Kareem has a wonderful program, Qalb-e Salim, by Maulana Salim on Thursday nights. And I'm speaking on this for more than 20 years. Let me address this issue a little bit. I have some time. Take a normal Muslim family in the Arab world, in Asia, in America, Europe, South Africa, Africa. So when the baby is born, boy or girl, so girl, everything pink, and boy, everything blue, you see that? So all that is prepared. So we suffer from what? The C syndrome. What is the C syndrome? The C syndrome is this. The parents say, our baby, our bundle of joy, give them beautiful clothing, C. Then they grow up, then give them the cell phone. Then they grow up, give them the CDs. Then they grow up, then give them the computer. Then they grow up, give them the car. Then they grow up, give them the cherry. The car's name also is cherry. And he has a cherry, a girlfriend and so forth, or a boyfriend or whatever. And we just turn a blind eye. Yeah, everybody is doing it. Even that Maulana's wife, even that Maulana's daughter is doing it. You see that? So that's how we massage our egos. But the greatest C that we have deprived our children from. How can it happen that you as a son and daughter, you take your beloved parents and dump them in the old age home? You need a varma clap, you know. You need a good smack. You need, I must make you bend down and give you 6 cuts on your backside, actually. So you're not worth to be called a Muslim in the true sense of the word when you don't have time for your parents and so forth. But the parents are also to blame most of the time. I don't say all the time. Quran Kareem says, chapter 66, verse 6, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O Iman Walo, O you who believe, then save yourself and save your children, grandchildren from the fire. Chapter 66, verse 6. I didn't know Maulana Salim is going to ask this question. I just told you of my beloved mother. So we lived in a house, simple house, remember that. Half the things work, half don't. But the love they gave us, they in the township I'm speaking about. So in the African township, in the location, it didn't bother us. We had our father, we had our mother, we had our siblings, and the person sent out cooking in the kitchen, the love it brings. Somebody who wrote that article, Allah rewards you. Today you want to eat everything from outside. They don't even wash their backsides, and you're putting a halal certificate on that, and you coming to tell me that is halal and tayyibah. You are what you eat. You must remember that. Therefore, you parents, you love eating outside. You children, you love eating outside. And therefore, your thought process becomes just like the Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, satanic culture. Think properly, your input and output. So when last did you cry for your children? وأصلح لي في ذريتي. يا الله, bring about reform, piety in my progeny. Chapter 46, Surah Ahqaf, verse 15. The beginning of the 26th Supara, 26 Jews, verse 15. When last did you cry? Yesterday I answered a question. I told one lady, she said, my children no more want to read Salat. I tried to wake them up, but they don't listen. I said, read chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 40. رَبِّ اجْعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَا. O Allah, make me from those people who establish the Salah. My children must establish Salah. They read and make others read. Ya Allah, accept the Dua. So it's a both way thing. No sense blaming the children only. We have to blame the parents and the children both. We can't blame the wife only. We must blame the husband and the wife. So in most cases, that is how it works, but people want to use us for their own ulterior motive and hidden agenda.
Mufti Saab, an adult 58 years old, cannot eat without watching TV. When I try to tell him it is haram to do so, he gets arrogant and rude and tell me I'm not a child and gets angry with me. What should I do?
So you must ask him that when he's 58 years old, so TV only came in South Africa in 76. How I remember that, Mohd Salim, we were studying together in Karachi. I came there 74. Pakistan already had TV. And remember 76 when I came home for my first holiday, the people were gone to bonkers. That they would do breakfast, lunch and supper in front of the TV because it was a novelty in South Africa and so forth. So people like this, when you tell them what you are doing is haram and then they become defensive and so forth. So Allah Jalla wa Ala answers the question in the noble Quran. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, when he's told to people, fear Almighty Allah, أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ, then their pride and arrogance gets hold of them and then they become so proud. They don't want to embrace and accept the truth. They continue with the vices. They will miss their salat, watching TV, soccer, cricket, movies. فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ, for them the sufficient place is the hellfire. وَلَا بِئْسَ الْبِحَادُ, if you only understood the philology, the history of the words of the noble Quran. Chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 206. What does mihad mean? When your wife gave birth to the bundle of joy, so you take a carpet, you take a shawl, you take a blanket and put it down, so your son, your daughter can be in the comfort zone. So that is the actual meaning of mihad. But Allah says we're going to dispatch these people so arrogant, who don't want to accept the truth. Wala bi'sal mihad. Never mind blanket and shawl. The fire will be there underneath them. Mihadu min fawqihim, you see, from on top at the bottom, the fire will engulf them. Allahumma ahfadna min, Allahumma jirna min al-nar. Don't let that arrogance become an impediment. Otherwise, you'll end up in Jahannam. Allah protect us all. Chapter 2, verse number 206.
Mufti Saab, should I respond to a salam of a female Muslim to me?
So I know your question. So you want to tell me that lady made salam to you. If she's an 80-year-old Kala, you won't say, you say, no, I mustn't make. But if she's an 18-year-old Tat, so you say, I don't know her, she looks very smart. So, wa alaykum assalam. Then you will be answering with tajweed, brother. All haram, don't fool yourself. You must remember that. Mal ismu ya Rasulallah. What is a sin, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Go open Mustad Ahmad and so forth. He, Habibuna, Mishkat Sharif also has it. Ma haqa fi sadrik, that which agitates your heart and your mind. Wa karihta ayyattali alayhi nas, and you dislike the people to come to know about it. How many clandestine activities are going on nowadays? How many, you understand, cloak and dagger business is going on with the money and with other things nowadays and so forth? People fooling the public and so forth. So then eventually Allah disgraces you. Allah protect us all. So all haram that, my brother, don't fool yourself.
Kitab, is it allowed for Muslims to attend a non-Muslim wedding?
totally haram. What you gonna do there? They will be dancing there, there'll be music there, there'll be haram food there. You will see a lot of, you must remember, breast and other things you must remember. So everything haram. So you as a person, you grew up with that person, he did you favors in life, their son, daughter getting married, 3 days, 5 days before the marriage, you send the wedding, send a gift and so forth, that's fine. But for you to be physically present there, totally haram and unlawful and not permissible. Last question.
Is reading the Quran in English accepted?
Remember that the Quran Sharif, a person just opens the translation and thinks DIY, do it yourself, and self-study. This is a part of Dal and Mudil. You'll go astray like that. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, chapter dedicated to Friday, verse 2. Chapter 62, verse 2. These are the functions of Mustafa, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And cognizance must be taken of the fact, the first students and companions of the Master, Alayhi Salaam, 90-95% of them were Arabs. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. You must recite and rehearse the Quran Sharif for them. Read the Quran and they must recite it correctly. Wa yuzakihim. You must purify, sanctify them from the kufr and shirk, that is from the blasphemy and the shirk, the idol worship and polytheism. You must purify them internally from the nifaq and hypocrisy, from the jealousy and the pride, from hubbu dunya, excessive love of this world, from hubbe ja, excessive, you understand, people love name and fame. So all these things you have to sanctify and purify them, tazkiyah, and purify and cleansing the heart. Wa yu'allimuhumul kitab, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your greatest and biggest and eternal miracle is the Quran Sharif, but you have to teach them. If Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to teach them the meaning, interpretation of Quran, so from where can we come and just sit and say, no, I will open the English Quran, Zulu Quran, and Afrikaans Quran, the Heilige Quran in Afrikaans, and we will just read and I'll understand? No, you'll go astray. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and teach them the Sunnah Mubarakah. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, born in Gaza in the year 150, passes away 204 in Cairo. He said, when Hikmah comes after Kitab and Ayatullah, it refers to the Sunnah Mubarakah. What a beautiful answer. So to teach them the Sunnah Mubarakah, so we will never allow people just to sit with Quran on their own and then they think they will understand Quran. You will go straight astray, brother, sister. Be very circumspect and careful. Allah Ta'ala protect us, protect our iman. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.